Tortoises, frogs, mice, dogs, and apes, they've all been astronauts. But an exciting new cattle tag is bringing cows one step closer to space. This morning, I'm chatting to David Smith, who's the co-founder of Ceres Tag, to talk more about how farmers can track their cattle using satellites. David, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Now, how does your tag differ from typical cattle tags and pet microchips?
Well, our tag is a smart tag. It communicates directly to satellites, so you don't need any infrastructure on the ground for it to talk to, no towers, no beacons, no anything like that. It just talks directly from the cattle's ear to the satellite, monitoring their location and their health and welfare.
Oh my God. Okay. So not only does it kind of GPS locate them, it tells you the cow is feeling like, what health information does it provide?
Yeah. So on board the tag is also an accelerometer, and that accelerometer measures the movements. And then you have algorithms that determine those movements to determine whether it's, you know, whether it's not moving as much or moving more than it should. So whether there's something that might be chasing them around like a predator, or it's lame. So if it's lame, it's not moving very much as it should. And therefore it's, you know, you should inspect it. And of course there's also, you know, things like even reproduction, giving when it's about to give birth, and, you know, they generally start to move around a little bit more than usual in preparation, and that's good insights so that you can get a more successful strike rate with your breeding.
Yeah, right. What kind of farmer is most likely to benefit from using your tags with their herd?
So lots of different ones, from the very small ones, even the absent farmers. So we just had a great program on ABC only on the weekend, where an absent farmer couldn't be with his cattle because of COVID, but he was able to monitor them while he was in lockdown. And so there's those sort of ones. The big guys that, you know, they don't see their cattle very often. They're on like a million acres and stuff. So to be able to see and monitor those animals to make sure that they're okay in between the annual time that they bring them in is, you know, valuable information. So, and everyone in between, for different reasons, is very, very keen. Stock theft is certainly one where, you know, if they're stolen, they're taking 100 kilometres down the road, we're still tracking them.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, what's been the response from the industry?
I think a lot of people have been waiting 20 odd years or more for this,
like,
sort of technology.
David,
to be
finally.
and that's, there's a number of reasons why that's the case. Partly the technology wasn't ready, but it is now. Two is that it's very difficult to put this together. And we've done that in collaboration with CSIRO and many other technical parties. To do it, it's not just, you know, produce a tag. It's how the data is collected, how you manage that data. It's also, you know, how you manufacture them, fitting into regulations, making sure that it's suitable from an animal ethics point of view. So all of those things take a lot of time, a lot of money. But the good news is, you know, after 5 years, here we are.
I was just about to say, how long has it been in sort of the work? 5 years. And do you think it will get rolled out across other livestock?
Yeah, well, currently we've got sales in 12 countries. So it's been very well accepted around the world. And yes, we have a Ceres Wild product that will be launched at the end of this year. It's already on, you know, in Africa on giraffe and rhino and in North America on moose and bison and reindeer in Finland. And yeah, so it's, and here in Australia, I know it's going to go on feral pigs and buffalo. And so so it's not just for conservation, but it's also for pest eradication as well. So it has multiple uses.
Oh my God, it must be a very exciting time for you, David.
It is. And we've got a great team and great partners, and yeah, we've been blessed that all the hard work is starting to come to fruition.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, congratulations. I think it's really fascinating. And like you say, I mean, you know, my first thought process was, yes, like people on big cattle properties who don't see their beasts for, you know, months on end. That was my automatic first thought. But then when you were talking about, you know, absent farmers and then poaching and pest eradication, there's just such a wide application for it that now that you say it, it seems so obvious, right? But it's until the product exists, it doesn't, you don't really think about it. Look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck with the tag.
Thank you so much for having us on the program.